This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. If you're with me yesterday morning, I was talking about solitude, the need to take time away, take time to think about the deeper issues of life. Someone has said that solitude is getting away from the noises of life, the stress of life, and the people of our lives for the purpose of connecting with God. And I also said yesterday, it's not just getting away to have a break as such, it has to be getting away for a purpose. It's not running away, it's getting away, because if you ever run away from anything in life, that means you're avoiding something, trying to escape from your problems and perhaps even pretend they don't exist. But when you get away for a different purpose, the purpose of solitude before God, you're not trying to avoid life, you're just sort of putting things on hold for a while, regrouping is the word I think they use, so that you can have a renewed focus and a new strength. Also, I said yesterday about Jesus, who took he practiced the habit of solitude. He regularly got away by himself to a quiet place, and that we see that in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, the story of how Jesus, early in the morning, got away from everybody to spend time with his Father in prayer. Now, of course, Jesus lived an incredibly busy life. I mean, he traveled quite a good portion of Israel. He taught people, he healed them, and he spoke about his Father, and there were all sorts of demands on him. And in fact, in one place, the whole town turned up at his doorstep. And not only that, but he faced opposition from the religious people who threatened him. He received death threats, he performed miracles, and he squeezed in the time to help his disciples. In fact, there were days when he was so busy, we read that he didn't even have a chance to eat. But even with all that, Jesus made the time to get alone with God, so he didn't run away. We see, for example, at the beginning of his ministry, he spent 40 days alone in the desert. Before he chose the 12, his disciples, he spent time on his own. So this was an incredibly taxing period of his life, but he spent time in solitude. So there it was. We know that. The fear is, well, look, you know, I'm just too busy for that sort of thing. But if you take time for quietness, for solitude, then you will find that you will have power not to ignore the issues of life, but to actually give you power, because God will promise and has promised to be with us. So put God first. Work God into your schedule. Because you know what it says in the Psalm 127, verse 2? It says this: "It's useless for you to work so hard from early morning to late at night, anxiously working for God to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones." That's a really wonderful verse. Have a look at it in your own Bible sometime. Psalm, or write it down, Psalm 127, verse 2. So being quiet gives you an opportunity to reflect. And so the question is, do you really need to be doing everything that you're doing? Are you too busy? Are you learning? Are you frantic in what you're doing? Well, I think people probably balk at this idea because they feel, well, I'm lonely as it is now. How much worse will that be in the solitude? But actually, Richard Foster, in his well-known book called The Celebration of Discipline, says, "Jesus calls us from loneliness to solitude. Loneliness, he said, is inner emptiness, but solitude is inner fulfillment." Now, what a great statement. Think about that. Loneliness is inner emptiness, but solitude is inner fulfillment. So there it is. Solitude is finding God, and there's a big difference between solitude and loneliness. So maybe you don't want to do this because you don't like the company. What I mean by that is you don't like being on your own. Isaiah was one person who realized that he was in the presence of God, but God touched him and he removed his guilt. And perhaps we need to see that there's something in us that we need to ask God's forgiveness for. So God knows us. There's nothing, actually, that is hidden from him. We don't have to be afraid to be with God, because he's going to do something new. It's not like being called into the principal's office of a school. We know that God is all-loving. He doesn't want to punish us, but he wants to do something new in our lives. Well, dear Lord, we know that you can come to us and banish any darkness. We know how wonderful you are. And Lord, we need to open up our lives so that in the quietness you can come. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.